Now, let me read this. Then answered Bildad the Shuhite and said, Dominion and fear are with him. He maketh peace in his high places. You see, he has an exalted notion of God, and it's good. He says, Is there any number of his armies? And upon whom doth not his light arise? And actually, I think the better translation would be, Whom doth not his light surpass? In other words, God is the supreme one. Now, he goes on in verse 4, How then can man be justified with God? Or how can he be clean that's born of a woman? Now, he's asked a good question. In fact, this is the question he should have asked at the beginning, because he so far hasn't given the answer to it. And he's asked the right questions, but he doesn't have the right answers. He says, Behold, even to the moon, and it shineth not. Yea, the stars are not pure in his sight. And they're finding out today that the moon is a pretty dirty thing up there, covered with dust and dirt. Volcanic ash, just not, my friend, a nice place to have a picnic. And it's not as romantic up there as it is down here when you're out with your girl for the first time. And also, Mars seems to be a pretty dirty place also. You and I live in a universe today, friends, that seems to be in a mess, by the way. The stars are not pure in his sight. How much less man that is a worm, and the son of man which is a worm. Now, those that don't like that, but I like it. I think that's what we are. They talk today about that we've come from a worm. We haven't come from a worm, friends. We are a worm. That's what we are now in God's sight. Now, how can a man that is born of a woman, how can he be clean in God's sight? That's the question. It's a good question. It's a supreme question. But they didn't have the answer to this question, by the way. And only Jesus Christ has the answer to that question. I see this little sign up quite a bit today, and that is this. Jesus is the answer. Personally, I resent seeing that, because my point is, what's the question? Now, if your question is, how can a man be clean in God's sight, then Jesus is the answer to that. But if your question is, how can I get a ticket to the Rose Bowl game, he's not the answer to that question. I really don't think he's the answer to that question. But if you want to know how a man that's born of a woman, a man that's unclean, that David had to say, In sin did my mother conceive me, how am I going to be clean in God's sight?